the first episode. So let's just start off as we always do. Just close your eyes and relax. Get comfortable. And now that you've achieved maximum comfort, I'm gonna start by saying one thing. I love you. Thank you for buying me this mic, and I hope I put it to good use. Anyway, here we go. So, just imagine you're on a trip to Italy. You're on one of their many beaches. The yellow sand, the blue ocean, the nice white clouds. You're on a beach. You walk down from your nice hotel right to where the water and the waves splash up on the sand. You look left and you see a bunch of umbrellas, different colors, but all the same height. Look to your right and you see the same thing, just some purple, red, orange umbrellas. And you look back to your left and you see a really nice teal umbrella that you seem to like the color of. So you walk over, you dig a hole with your feet, just a tiny hole so you can sit down in while you enjoy the sun and the water and the relaxation. And you inhale some seawater smells, and you exhale as you plop down in your tiny hole. The waves crashing, there's no music, just a bunch of calm people enjoying the sunshine on the beach. A breeze hits you while you're laying there, cooling off your upper body while your legs are starting to get hot thanks to the sun and the scorching sand. A pair of legs are to your left and you look up and you see your boyfriend smiling with two vanilla ice creams in his hand. One cone and one cup, and he gives you the cone, one, and you take a bite out of your ice cream and your teeth freeze. The cold sensation hits your mouth. But that's okay, because the nice hot weather heats you up right after. He sits down next to you and he reaches for your hand. You don't pull away and you give him your hand and you hold each other on the beach for quite some time until heat starts to burn. His chest starts turning red and you realize it's time to go. It's time to walk back to the hotel. As you're walking back from the beach, hand in hand, fresh memories set in our brains, we walk off the beach onto the boardwalk, take a right, and you see a little Italian restaurant in the corner. It looks authentic. The pizza, the pasta smells good. There seems to be a large crowd outside waiting for seating. Good sign. You make a mental note to tell me that we should return here to get some food. Maybe for dinner or lunch. But right now, there's only one thing on your mind. And that one thing is getting the sand off you. Man, we're both covered in sand. We walk a little further to the bottom of our hotel. We enter the doors. We show our room cards to the people in the front desk. They allow us to enter. And we take an elevator up to the third floor. The top. Doors open. Take a left. We walk down to room 305. We open the door. And right as you open the door, you see out the windows onto the beach. You can see the waves crashing, the water rushing up and down the beach, washing away the sand. And in front of the windows, it's a king-size bed. So you can relax on the bed and look out the window and see everything that's happening on the beach. You can see the sunsets, the sunrises, everything. Our room is pretty top-notch. It has a kitchen, a hot tub on the balcony, a little hot tub on the balcony for some cold nights. Which there has been. There's been some cold nights where we've sat there together with some champagne, just drinking and watching the sun come down behind the ocean. There's a big bathtub and a nice tall shower. A decently sized TV and good audio quality, but we don't spend very much time in the room except to sleep and to shower and take all the sand off from our exciting adventures. You hop in first, get the water to your temperature. A little cold because it was nice and hot out today, but not too cold that it's painful. I come in next, both in there, jumping around, getting the sand off each other's backs, letting the water run down our faces. We're at peace. We're enjoying ourselves. Afterwards, we get dressed, and we have to get outside, go back to sightseeing. Throw on a pair of slides, and you, of course, slip on your Birks. A nice white pair. After you buckle up your shoes, your Birks, we open the door and we head out. We head down to the garage where we parked our Ferrari. We turn off out of our resort. The beach on your right. The top is down, your hair is flowing back. We're going to our dinner date at one of the most famous restaurants in Italy. We have a reservation at 8. The reservation at 8 for the best pasta restaurant, world renowned, but it's around 30 minutes away from the hotel, but that's not a problem. You like driving, but you're not the one driving, you're just taking in the sights as I drive around on the left side of the road because we are in Europe. Zooming by pedestrians, taking in the sights. Italy was very pretty. You like that you have returned home to your homeland. You like that you had the opportunity to come back to where your roots are. And on the way to the restaurant, we stop, we take photos, but We don't need photos to remember how much fun we had here. I can't wait to go to Italy with you, baby. Eat some food, make memories, be on a long plane ride with you is gonna be exciting. All these things and more, things that I can't wait to do with you. I love you.